Good morning, internet. Hope you guys are doing good. I, for one, am hanging like a wizard's sleeve. I went all out last night. My head is bobbing. And I do not regret anything. Let it be known, okay? I might be super hating my life right now, but it was really cool. Last night I went to Sundowners in Alberton, Johannesburg, and I watched I don't know if they're my favourites, but they're definitely in my top five local bands. Aching. Watched them last night, and they were amazing, as usual. They didn't play the songs I wanted to hear, though, which always kind of sucks. But they were really, really good, and I got somehow really, really drunk, and I got home, I don't know, 3:30 in the morning, and I went to sleep at 4 a.m., and I had to wake up at 5, so I'm functioning right now on an hour's sleep, and I am full of energy, and I don't know how that's possible. My body is boiling. I am so full of energy. And to the people that I drunk texted last night, thank you for putting up with me. Yeah, I know I could not type for shit. And at one point, one of my friends who I drunk texted asked me... No, he said that I must be safe and take care of myself, I think. And I reply... Not in whole words, because I could not type. I reply, I am taking care of myself. And then I send a picture of a Siri Stumpy. That is indeed taking care of yourself, okay? And it's funny, because even in my drunk state, I managed to get my hands on a Siri Stumpy. And that, my friends, is true love. Just so that you know. And right now, I'm sure you can hear, I'm listening to some old school Fall Out Boy. I really miss them. Like, their new stuff is so not up my alley. I'm not gonna hate on it, but it's not for me. Anyways, I'm gonna talk about stuff that I do like. I'm mad into food poetry now. Like, I discovered that food poetry is a thing. After I spontaneously made a poem about mac and cheese. And those of you who have me on Twitter, I just want to let you know how I'm reading it. So when you read it, you know, you get that emotion. It was what? How I was reading it was... Let me actually get it up first, because I don't want to freaking mess it up. Typical me. Typical. Okay, where is it? There. Okay. Mac and cheese. Mac on that cheese. Mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. Like, how emotional is that? I just got into your feels. I don't got into your feels. And you don't even mind. No, I'm just talking smack. Yeah. Just mad into... I was going to say pizza poetry, but I don't know. That's probably a thing as well. Probably a thing. And music-wise, I can't stress it enough how obsessed I am with Tidal Fight's new album, Hyperview. It's just, I'm listening to it constantly and I cannot stop. And it's just perfection. And I haven't liked them for that long. So I just fell in the deep end with them. I started listening to them last year. Jeez, late, like December. So it's only been a few months. But I am obsessed. So I will post the link to their new album, which you should definitely listen to. if you have not already, and if you're my friend, I think you have, because, you know, we all have super good taste in music, and if you haven't, that's a bit disappointing. Ooh, what else? I had so much. Ooh, okay. Last night, the Michael Jackson impressions were at large. Megan and I are batshit crazy. In the best way. I'm gonna try do some. I'm going to sound like an idiot, but I don't care, because nobody even listens to this thing, so I can say what I want. Okay. Yeah, and they're terrible impressions because they're from that Key and Peele video that I posted. Okay, and how they go are... Hee hee! Woo! So on screen, so it's kind of soft, and it doesn't sound as cool, but... And then, Shimon... Oh, wow, my voice just died. Let me try that again. Shimon. With the children at Jesus Juice. That's in bad taste. Yeah, now I'm just reciting the whole thing. God. And then the other episode, which I will post the link today in the description, is where, I don't know what it's called, they're in church and they're dressed as old woman. And it is hilarious. And that's another episode I just start reciting randomly when I'm out. And people do not know what the fuck to say to me because I'm just there reciting shit that they don't know. And that one goes, they're in church and it's like, what? Oh, Georgina, I know you will. I know you will. I'ma flirt with the devil. I'ma show him a little shoulder. I'ma bat my eyelashes. And then I'm gonna snap that nigga's dick off with the divine kegel. There we go. That's my impression of that. And then I have a Mr. Bean impression. Okay, this is probably gonna go terribly wrong, but I'll do it anyway, because YOLO. Come on, that's my Mr. Bean impression. And then it's Thursday, so a throwback Thursday, and I know you guys are gonna be shocked, but I have not watched the latest episode of Workaholics yet. Because I'm supernova and I can't really handle like stuff right now. Concentrating is really hard. So I'm just going to give a throwback Thursday and then I'm outies. This is the most embarrassing one, so bear with me. My brother, again, it's always my brother. Terrible, terrible. I hate you, Kyle. Again, JK. Okay, now he decides that it's a good idea. Okay, my mom buys both of us for school apple juice. And they have different color caps, so I know which one's mine. So if he had done something to it or drank it, I know, okay, that's that bottle with that color cap is mine. So you drank that, so, you know, I knew the difference between the bottles. Okay, now he goes and empties out mine. He drinks his. He empties out my juice into his bottle. He pees in my bottle. He mixes it with a little bit of water and he fucking puts it in the fridge. And every morning I usually like used to sneak like some of my lunch, like in the morning before I left for school, like I'd have a sip of my juice and I'd eat a sandwich. And he is so amped. He's like, V, get up, go to school. And he follows me to the kitchen and I'm there doing my thing. I get the bottle, a sip, a sneaker sip, and yeah, I realized it was pee. I spat it all over the ground and he killed himself. It was awful. Absolutely awful. Yeah, that's it. Shout out to shit. Oh God. Oh, shout out to Anja? God, this is awkward now because I don't know how to pronounce your name. Anyways, you know who I'm speaking about. Because she had on her blog Glitz and Grammar, she and a post about awkward, embarrassing moments, and yeah, there's mine. I just laid it out there, and it's terrible. And also, what I do a lot is somebody will bump into me, and I'll apologize, like, profusely to them. They bump into me, and I'll be like, I'm so sorry. And someone will be like, nice to meet you, bye. This really happened in real life. This chick, I met her, and she is like, nice to meet you, bye. And I'm like, thank you. And I awkwardly ran away. That's my life. One whole awkward moment. My life is an awkward moment. I'm just gonna say. Yeah, anyway. I will see you guys on the flip side. I hope that your guys' days are amazing. And happy Thursday. Who's the Thursday? Get your drink on. Get a hangover tomorrow. What? Y'all, I have way too much energy. It's terrible. And my English has broken at least 4 times. And I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll post the links. And I'll see you on the flip side. Later.